All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, September 18th. I'm Nina Moyney with your afternoon update. It's a busy day for politics in northern Minnesota, with both President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting. Trump is vying to become the first Republican to carry Minnesota since Richard Nixon did in 1972. The president is due in Bemidji for a campaign event around 6 p.m. this evening, but supporters and protesters were already making their presence felt hours before the event. Jerry Hempstead was among the president's supporters who were out on Paul Bunyan Boulevard in the city.
I live here and I want to keep this a safe place to live in.
Bemidji State student Zoe Christensen and her roommates held an impromptu demonstration on a busy street near where they live. She said they want to show not everyone in Bemidji supports Trump or his visit. She says they've drawn a lot of reactions.
Mixed support, a lot of middle fingers and a lot of thumbs down, but people honk and smile and put their hand up too, so it's both ways.
Meanwhile, Trump's Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, toured a union training center in Duluth this afternoon. It's Biden's first visit to the state during this campaign, although his wife Jill toured a Prior Lake elementary school last week. Vice President Pence, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr. have all visited Duluth in the past 2 months. Trump held a rally at a Mankato hangar last month. It's no coincidence the candidates are visiting now. Early voting begins today across Minnesota. There's an option to vote early by mail, and most areas of the state allow early voting in person as well. The state health department reported an increase of nearly 1,100 new confirmed COVID-19 cases today. Here's a closer look at the numbers. It's a significant increase following a period of relatively moderate new daily cases. The uptick in new cases comes a day after officials unveiled their upcoming month-long push to boost testing in some regions around the state. They want to trace and tell people to quarantine if they've been exposed. The plan is to launch 4 to 6 testing sites across the state each week starting next week. Tests at these sites are available to anyone, even if they have no COVID-19 symptoms. Testing is free and won't require insurance. The number of people currently hospitalized and those needing intensive care are still trending down during September compared to August. State health officials say Minnesota may not even be halfway through the pandemic. In sports, the Minnesota Lynx have advanced to the semifinal round of the WNBA playoffs. The Lynx played the Seattle Storm in Game 1 of a best-of-5 series beginning on Sunday, and the Vikings faced the Colts in Indianapolis on Sunday. The last weekend of summer looks like it'll be a mild one. Highs stay mostly in the 60s today, then climb into the 70s and 80s by next week. It should remain mostly dry across the state this weekend, but it will be windy. That's it for Minnesota Today. We'll have another update for you on Monday morning. I'm Nina Moyney. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and healthy.